In New York today, the United Nations Security Council is expected to receive copies of the latest report by UN weapons inspectors working in Iraq. The inspectors' comments are likely to influence the Council's decision on a resolution sponsored by the United States, Britain, and Spain that could clear the way for military action against Iraq. Members of the Council also are watching to see whether Iraq destroys forbidden missiles, as UN inspectors have demanded. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The resolution introduced this week faces strong resistance within the UN Security Council. The opponents, led by France, denounce the measure as a resolution for war. In order to pass the Council, the resolution must get at least 9 of the 15 votes without any vetoes. But Russia's foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, told reporters in Beijing that Moscow was ready to veto the resolution if necessary to preserve international stability. At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer played down the comment.
Frankly, that's a statement that every one of the five nations on the Security Council can make. I mean, there states the obvious. Each nation has a veto. It's not an indication that there will be a veto.
In Paris, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin did not use the word veto, but he clearly stated French opposition, calling the new resolution premature.
Je rappelle qu'elle n'a été envisagée par les Nations Unies qu'en cas d'impasse.
I would like to remind people that it was only foreseen by the United Nations in case of an impasse. There is therefore no reason to stop the peaceful disarmament of Iraq. That is the opinion of the majority of the international community and on the Security Council.
The United States and its allies are engaged in intense diplomacy, trying to convince other members to support the resolution or at least to not use the veto. At the moment, 6 elected members of the Council have not declared their intentions, and they're under heavy pressure from both sides to make a commitment. Yesterday, Chile's ambassador to the UN, Gabriel Valdez, complained that the 5 permanent members, France, Russia, China, Britain, and the U.S., were refusing to compromise and then shoving the responsibility for a decision onto the other members. Some of the undecideds face the risk of alienating important sources of trade and foreign assistance. In the case of Angola, the United States is its biggest aid donor and trading partner. At the State Department today, spokesman Richard Boucher denied that the U.S. is offering Council members incentives to vote for the resolution.
We don't go out and buy votes. We talk to people about the situation in Iraq. We talk to people about the responsibility of the Security Council. When people understand that what we put forward is a statement by the Security Council that Iraq has failed to take the final opportunity, that they will come to understand that's the right thing to do.
In the same briefing, Boucher announced that the U.S. is imposing sanctions on 3 rebel groups in Chechnya. The 3 allegedly were involved in last October's deadly hostage-taking at a Moscow theater by Chechen rebels. Russia has been asking for sanctions for some time, but senior administration officials say today's announcement is not designed to influence Russia's vote. As the U.S. continues to lobby Security Council members, U.N. weapons inspectors are waiting to see whether Iraq makes good on a promise made in a letter faxed to Inspector Hans Blix yesterday. U.N. diplomats say Iraq agreed in principle with U.N. demands to destroy its Al-Samud II missiles. The inspectors say the missiles' range exceeds the limit imposed on Iraq by the United Nations. Tomorrow is the U.N. deadline for Iraq to begin getting rid of the missiles. It is unclear if Iraq will meet the deadline, as it's asked for technical consultations with the inspectors, presumably on how and where the weapons will be destroyed. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.